Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's kind of highlight what the Mercer County FFA chapter has been doing. The chapter president is Robbie Holtschlag. In early October, a test plot event taking place. And let's begin, Robbie, first, kind of take us through the project. We're going to get the results here in early October, but just kind of give us a thumbnail sketch of what went into this thing.
So the point of this test plot was to kind of give our agronomy kids sort of a something to look off of and study throughout class. You know, we planted different varieties of corn, and so our planting date was May 13th of 2021, and the Trombley family helped us plant, and so we used varieties from Golden Harvest, Whiffles, Pioneer, Channel, DeKalb, and Nutrien. And so just kind of the point was to have the agronomy kids, you know, we'll go travel the test plot every once in a while and go study the corn varieties. So it's pretty much just something to look off of and sort of give the FFA kind of a way to expand throughout the community and kind of give the kids a better opportunity to look at corn throughout the classroom.
And the test plot, for those people that don't know where it is, because people say, well, is it, they don't have a test plot down at the school. So can you kind of explain kind of what went into that? I guess there is a partnership in doing this.
Right. So once again, the Trombley family, you know, they gave us a little 5.3 acre part of land that they owned. And it's just east of Huffman's. Kind of east of town, like right across from Martin Sullivan there. That's where it's placed at.
Yeah, and so just in terms of kind of what is going to go on now, so there is, you know, you explained the process that what went into it. Now you're kind of waiting for the results, and you're going to, share some of that information as part of the, I guess, the wrap-up of this project. So can you explain what goes on now?
Yep, we're just going to wait, you know, until we start getting the harvest. And, you know, our estimated yield is probably anywhere from 170 to 240 bushels an acre. And we're looking at maybe doing a cover crop just to see, but we still have a couple of details to finalize about that. And so it's kind of just a waiting game right now. And, you know, we're going to host a test plot dinner for all the farmers and people that helped put this on for us. And so, yep.
Well, and it provides kind of a real life lesson in farming because this, you know, data is important to the producer. So how important has this experience been from a student standpoint? This is kind of a real life, you know, learning experience.
Oh, it's been a great experience. You know, this year, the ag department at Mercer County High School added a couple new classes and expanded their class range, and which I took agronomy. And so, you know, before, all you really had was like greenhouse production. And now this agronomy class gives us kind of a better perspective on more crop science. So around our area, it's mostly corn, soybean. So this class will give you a better understanding of the planting process and even harvesting process, which this test plot is going to help us with.
And you can parlay some of this experience you're getting. You told me off the air that you're planning to go to the College of Aces at the University of Illinois. So this is kind of a good piece of the puzzle, the learning puzzle for you, I'm assuming, as you head off to the University of Illinois. It's good to do things like this.
Yes, 100%. Just FFA in general really has helped me further my, you know, education and agriculture, and I especially want to go into ag business, and we've added the ag business course this year at the high school. So even that class is helping me want to just further my education in ag. So there's a lot of different steps that kids can take and different avenues for sure.
All right. So just tell us how things are going with FFA here in 2021, 2022. You take over the presidency of the chapter. So give us a status report and brag a little bit, Robbie Holtzschlag, about the proud tradition and culture of Mercer County FFA.
Well, last year, you know, Mike Chaussee retired from Mercer County High School, and he's been a long FFA advisor for Mercer County over the years. And, you know, kind of our goal this year is just to carry on that tradition that he had and further the FFA throughout the community. And I think we're doing a good job with this test plot, kind of getting us out there and working with local farmers and seed reps. And, you know, the main goal that us FFA officers really wanted to do was kind of further the ag education through our student body and even community. So I think we're doing a really good job at just getting our name out there and, you know, promoting ag throughout the community.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. Great. So individually for you, how are you making it work being FFA president, playing golf and playing football? You're probably pretty good at time management this time of the year then, right?
Yeah, it's definitely helping, you know, having the time management skills, but, I love staying busy, and I'm very proud to be an FFA member and be FFA president, and just working with a lot of people throughout the way and even through sports. I can't believe it's my senior year, and I'm very happy to.
And again, the Mercer County FFA chapter carrying on with the proud tradition and, you know, real life ag experience here with this test plot they're finishing up on. Robbie, keep up the good work, and thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.